It's the Arthur Haynes Show. Presenting Arthur Haynes and Nicholas Parsons in sketches by Johnny Spaight with songs by the Hedley Ward Trio.
Parking in our big towns is always a problem, especially if you live in a house that has no garage space. Really, your only alternative is to park in the street as near to your house as you can get.
Oi, 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 you, oi.
I beg your pardon?
Never mind about all that, mate. You heard what I said. I said, oi, you, oi, oi.
Yes, you said, oi, 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 you, oi. I heard you.
Yeah, well, you're not going to leave that car parked there, are you?
Then why shouldn't I park it there? It's surely all right to park my own car outside my own door, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's all right, mate, if it is parked outside your own door. But that end of your car there, mate, is outside my door, isn't it? That end.
Yes, I suppose it is, but surely that doesn't matter, does it?
What do you mean it doesn't matter? Of course it matters. If you leave that car parked there, mate, you're taking up my space. That's what you're doing. What do you think I've had that notice put up for? No parking. What do you think I've had that put? That space there is reserved for my car, mate. Not your car, for my car.
For your car?
For my car, yeah.
But you haven't got a car.
Well, I haven't got one now, mate, but it doesn't mean to say I'm not going to have one later on, does it?
What are you talking about?
Well, I might win the pools one day, mate. I know, I mean, I do them, so I might quite easily win them. And if I do, I'm going to buy a car, mate. And I mean, that's going to be the first thing I'm going to buy, isn't it? A car. I mean, you don't want to go around thinking just because you've got a car that nobody else can have a car.
No, I haven't said that at all. I haven't even thought it. You know, you really are being rather ridiculous, Mr. Haynes, if you don't mind me saying so. Because until you do get a car, surely there is no harm in my parking my car just there.
Well, of course there's harm. That's what I'm saying, isn't it? Of course there's harm. I mean, if you leave your car there, I can't get my bike in, can I?
Oh, I see.
Now, you tell me that there. Where am I going to park my bike? Go on. Where am I going to park my bike with your car there taking up all the room? Where am I going to
really,
park
it? Really, I mean, Mr. Haynes, look, you can put your bicycle behind my car. There's plenty of room there just behind my car.
Oh, well, that's all very well, isn't it? I mean, saying there's plenty of room. But I always park my bike just here, mate. Right there where the end of your car is, right outside my front gate, mate.
Well, you can just put your bicycle behind my car just a little bit further down. There is still plenty of room there.
Well, I'm not saying there's not plenty of room up there, mate, but I mean, that's not the point, is it? I always park my bike just there, right outside my own front gate. I've always done it, mate. I've done it for years.
Well, all I'm saying is that now, if you put your bicycle just behind my car, it'll be about 2 feet or even less further down. That's not very far from your front gate, is it?
Yeah, but that's not the point, is it?
What do you mean it's not the point?
Well, what I mean to say is that's my front gate.
Yes.
And I like my bike parked right outside my front gate. I mean, I don't want to have to walk from there to my front gate, do I? Right up to my front gate from there, I don't want to have to walk.
You'll walk from there to your front gate?
Oh, I walk from here to my front gate, yeah, but I don't want to walk from there to my front gate, do I?
But the difference is about 1 foot.
Well, it might only be 1 foot, mate, but it's far enough when it's raining, isn't it? I mean, I don't want to go and get soaked, do I?
If it rains, why don't you go and put your bicycle in your shed?
All right, well, why don't you go and put your car in your shed?
Oh, don't be so utterly ridiculous, my good man. How can I put my car in my shed? You expect me to drive it straight to the house and put it in the shed in the back? Whereas you, on the other hand, can take your bicycle and wheel it up your drive through your house and put it in your shed at the back.
Oh, I see. That's lovely, isn't it? That's marvellous. Oh, that's lovely, and I've got to drag all the mud through into my house, eh? And scrape all the wallpaper with me pedals. Just so that you can put your car there in my parking space.
Look, this is so ridiculous. I am not going to discuss it any further.
Hey, just a minute, just before you go away, while we're talking about space, what about the garden space, then?
The garden space?
Yeah, the garden space. What about my garden space?
What's garden space? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about, all right, mate. I'm talking about the fence. I'm talking about the fence that you put up.
Yes, that's a new fence that I put up.
That's right, yeah.
I put up that fence there to improve my property and improve your property.
That's right. That is what they call a dividing fence.
Yes, I know what a dividing fence is.
Yeah, well, what about it?
What about it?
Yeah, what about it? I mean, you put it up.
You stand there and look at me and say, what about it?
Yeah.
Do you know, Mr. Haynes, that that really is your responsibility, that fence there? You should have renewed that fence, not me. But I didn't say anything. I didn't want to involve any discussions, anything to do with money. I didn't bother. I just put up a newer fence at my expense. Now, I don't see what you are complaining about.
You pinched 2 inches of my land, mate.
What did you say?
You pinched 2 inches of my land. That's what you did. Look, there's where the old fence was. There's those marks where the old fence was.
Yes, I know.
All right, well, look where you put the new one. I'm not daft, mate. You measure it. I've measured it. It's 2 inches. Oh, you've taken 2 inches of my land, mate.
James, you're not being serious now. I'm sure you cannot be. You must be joking. I mean, 2 inches of you're joking. Of course you're joking.
Two inches
of your land. You must be joking.
I'm not joking, mate. I'm talking about 2 inches. You've pinched 2 of my inches.
2 of your garden inches.
You didn't put it on your side, did you? You didn't give me 2 of your inches. You took 2 of my inches, mate, and land's valuable round here. You know that, mate. Land's very, very valuable. It goes up every day. You know that.
Oh, don't talk such idiotic rubbish, mate.
Well, I'm not talking rubbish. I'm talking about when the developers arrive. When the developers arrive, mate, you'll have more land to sell them. 2 inches of my land you'll be selling them, mate.
I am not going to stand here and argue with you one moment further. I have other things more important and better things to do.
Oh, so you might have, mate. You might have, but you're not going to do these better things, not before you move that car. Not before you move that car, mate. Look, all I'm asking you to do is just to move that car. Just move it up a little bit, that's all. I believe it's not much to ask, is it? I mean, look, I mean, be fair and try and be neighbourly. I mean, if you've got to be neighbours, why can't we be friendly about it? I mean, it's not really much to ask, is it? Just to move the car up a couple of inches so that I can park my bike outside my front door. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking you to do.
Well, if you...
I'm just trying to be friendly, that's all.
If you put it like that, no, it's not too much to ask. But why do you begin by being so aggressive?
Was I aggressive?
You were slightly aggressive, Mr. Haynes.
Well, I didn't mean to be aggressive, but, I mean, you put yourself in my place, you know. I mean, after all, I've been leaving my bike there for years now, you know. I've been leaving that bike outside my front gate years before you moved down the street, you know.
I can understand how you must feel in that case. I'm sorry.
Well, it's all right. I mean, don't apologise. I mean, I only want to be friends, that's all. I mean, if we're going to be neighbours, just let us be neighbours.
Yes, well, I quite agree with those sentiments. I mean, we have to live together next door to each other.
Of course.
I'm sorry I lost my temper.
Oh, think nothing of it. I'll tell you what, let's forget all about it. Let's forget we had a row. Let's start all over again. Let's start fresh.
Well, I must say, I'm... I fully agree with those sentiments, Mr. Haynes.
Well, let's shake hands on it.
All right,
let's
shake hands on it, yes.
That's right. Now then, if you'll be kind enough just to get in your car and move it up a few inches so that I can park my bike outside my front door, everything will be all right.
I'd be delighted to do it. Now, you see what happens when one has a different approach to these things. So you want to put your bicycle just right on your... Yeah. And I'll move my car.
That's it, just a couple of inches, that's all.
Fine, all right, then I'll do that. Then.
I'll tell you what I'll do. You get in the car and I'll help you out with it. I'll back you up a bit. Go on, right, get in then. Right. Right, now then, just come right, come back a little bit. Right, come on, back a bit. No, you'll have to come back on the curb. Come back on the curb a bit, that's right. Right, put your foot down, you're all right, come on. Hold it.
Hold it!
Well, look what you're doing.
Look what I am doing. You were directing me.
No, don't you start that lark with me, mate. You were driving the car, not me. I mean, you can't blame it on me. I can't drive the car for you. You were at the wheel.
You were directing me.
Look, don't start that with me, mate. If I told you to put your head in the gas oven, you wouldn't go and do it, would you? I mean, you're in charge of the vehicle. Look what you've done to my fence. It's ruined, mate. It's as flat as a pancake. Now, what are you going to do about my fence?
What do you mean, what am I going to do about
your
fence?
I want to know what you're going to do about my fence.
Tell me, what am I going to do about your fence? Look, you directed me into it. Don't you understand, sir? I got in my car. You asked me to be all neighbourly and friendly. I'll be neighbours. Let's be good friends. I want to sit there. So I got back in the car. Then you directed me. Don't you understand, sir? I got back in my car in all good faith. I thought you were helping me. And you directed me. I was driving there. Put my foot over. Bang! Crash! I get out. Say, what's the matter? You directed me. It's your fault.
Oh, so it's my fault now.
Yes, it's your fault.
It's me, a poor innocent bystander. It's my fault.
Innocent bystander?
Well, I'll soon find out whose fault it is, mate. I'll go around and fetch the law around here, mate.
Come back here. What did you say?
I'll fetch the law. I thought that'd frighten you. We'll have the police round here,
no,
mate.
No,
they'll find out whose fault it is when they see your wheel up on the curb, mate. They'll find out whose fault it is.
No,
don't move
no,
the car. Leave it there. I'll get the police round.
No, don't get the police into it, because, I mean, you know, once the police come in, it does get a bit complicated, doesn't it? The police, yes. Well,
what are you going to do about my offence, then?
Well, all right, I suppose I'd better pay for it then. How much do you think it was worth?
Well, what did yours cost you then?
Well, that new fence there, that cost me £30 to put up.
Oh, that'll do me. I won't argue about £30.
But all you had there was two posts and a bit of wood stuck across the top.
Yeah, but you knocked it down. It's as flat as a pancake now, and it's got to go up. I'll have to put up a new fence, won't I? And I can't do that under £30. You just said so yourself.
Oh, all right.
Well, it's either that or the police, mate. It's up to you. You can please yourself.
£30. There we are. I think you'll find there are 6 fivers there. Right. Now then, I'll move my car back again.
Right, well, I'll help you back in the road with it, then.
No, you won't. No, you won't, you great oaf. You won't. You're going to stand right back, right out of this. I'm not going to have another word out of you.
Well, can I just go...
No! I don't want you to say a word. While I drive my car, I don't want you to say a word. I want you to stand just there and don't speak. Don't you dare say anything. What was that?
My bike. My bike, you ran over it.
You great clumsy oaf! Why didn't you tell me your bicycle was there?
You told me to keep my mouth shut.
How much?
Well, I'm afraid it'll be a bit more than you paid for the fence, mate.
I thought it might be. Look, all I have left on me is exactly £40. Now, I'm going to give you this £40. There you are. Take that money. Now, just go into the house. Keep quiet. Don't come anywhere near me. Don't let me see you. Don't talk to me about inches of land. And first of all, take your bicycle out from underneath my motor car.
Oh, I don't think I'll bother with that anymore.
Why not?
Well, if things go on like this, I'll be buying myself a car soon.
Time now for a song. And today we welcome... The Headley Ward Trio.
When I was just a little baby, I didn't have many toys. But my mama said, son, you've got more than other boys. You don't have to be good looking, and you don't have to be too rich. You'll never, ever be alone, 'cause you got lucky lips. Lucky lips are always kissing. Lucky lips are never blue. Lucky lips will always find a pair of lips so true. Don't need a four-leaf clover, rabbit's foot or good luck charm. With lucky lips you'll always have a baby in your arms.
I never have the blues. And if I play that game of love, I know I just can't lose. When they spin that wheel of fortune, all I do is kiss my chips. And I know I'm bound to win, oh yeah. I've got lucky lips.
Lucky lips are always kissing. Lucky lips are never blue.
Lucky lips.
Lucky lips will always find a pair of lips of true.
Lucky lips.
I don't need a four-leaf clover, rabbit's foot or a good luck charm. With lucky lips you'll always have a baby in your arms. With lucky lips you'll always have a baby in your arms.
I sure heard something, man. Oh, I got that feeling that I ain't alone. An uneasy feeling.
Who's there?
I'm going to find out what's going on right now. Who that up there?
Who that down there?
Who up there? Who's up there saying, who down there? When I'm down here saying, who that up there? Who that outside?
Who that inside?
Who's outside?
Inside.
Who's outside saying, who's inside? When I'm inside saying, who that outside? None of your lip there, big boy. Stop answering back. Gonna give you a tip there, big boy. Unmount yourself, Jack. Who that up there?
Who that down there?
Who up there?
Who
up there saying, who down there? When I'm down here saying, who that up there? Long time ago when I was little, but my mama saying to me, son, don't you be scared of ghosts here. Cause there ain't no such thing. Why, mama, you done told a lie.
The other night, up on the stair, I saw a man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today.
I do wish you'd each day away.
Who that up there?
Who that down there?
I'm going to give you one more chance now, man. Who up there?
Who that?
Who up there? Saying, who down there? When I'm down here saying, who that up there?
With your head ducked underneath your arm.
Up there.
Is it possible to see into the future? Many of us believe it can't be done. But when two disreputable old tramps get hold of a crystal ball, well, it's very suspect, to say the least.
Anything coming through on that crystal ball yet, Irish? If you've got any friends up there in the occult powers, I hope they're going to give you a hand to get that thing working properly, because if they can get the crystal ball going all right, mate, there's a small fortune waiting for us to.
Yes?
I'll tell you that. Look,
yes,
we want that thing working tonight. We've got to get that crystal ball working tonight because we've got our landlady coming up here for a session. She wants to know something. Our landlady.
Old Twenty, I'll have it working all right.
She wants to get in touch with that that lodger of hers, that old lodger, old Jim...
Smith.
Yeah, that
fella.
One that
Jim
used
Smith.
To stay
oh,
here.
Yes, yes, yes.
If we can get her in touch with him, you know, Irish, there's five bob in it for us, you know.
Oh, but Old Twenty, I'll get her in touch all right. Oh, nearly me. Yes. is she sure he's up there?
Well, he's dead all right, isn't he?
Ah, yes. Yes, he's dead all right, but, well, he could be down there, you see. Yes.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, I want to know which direction to aim in. I mean, it'd be a waste of time going up there and making inquiries, like, if you get me meaning, if he's down there.
Well, won't they tell you up there if he's down there? I mean, they'd know up there if he was down there or not, wouldn't they?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course they would. Yes. I mean, they'd have a record.
Right, well, listen. Are you sure you can do it? Because if you can't, we'll have to fake it for tonight.
Oh, yes. Well, I tell you, listen, we might have to fake it tonight because it might be safer, you know, just for tonight. to fake it till I sort of get the hang of it properly.
All right, well, I'll tell you what we'll do then. Now, when she comes up, you work the crystal ball.
Yes.
And when you ask for the knocks, I'll give the knocks under the table.
Oh, lovely.
All right, now get your... let yourself go. Let yourself go, Limp. Right. Go far away. I think she's coming up the stairs. I think I can hear her coming up.
Right.
Not too far away. Come in a bit.
I'll say, is he ready?
Oh, come in, Mrs. Higgins. You're just in time. You're just in time. He's just let himself go. He's away now. He's gone limp. He's in one. Right, now then. Right, put your hands on this table.
I thought it was supposed to be a round table.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, well, he's had a word with the occult powers. We haven't got a round table. He's explained it to him, but they said it'd be all right to have a square one just for tonight, they said.
Yes, I hope you two are not having me on.
What, us? Don't be so silly. What, this lad here, old Iris, is in touch with the powers of the occult all day long, he is. He's one of the only people that they're talked to.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think he's making contact. He's on his way, you know. He's only he's their number one man, you know.
I say, what's he talking?
Oh, he's talking in his Irish tongue. Garlic.
Hey? What's he doing that for?
Well, all his contacts are up there. They're all Irish, you see. That's the lingo they chat, is this garlic. I mean, he couldn't chat in English because it's a foreign tongue to them, you see.
Ah, no, yeah. What's he saying?
Hey, wait a minute. Let's have a listen. Let's have a listen. Oh, yeah, I got it. I understand. They want 5 bob before they can start.
5 bob?
5 bob. Well, that's the way they work. You know, there has to be a bit of silver to catch the cosmic rays.
Well, I'm not putting no 5 bob down, not till he puts me through to Jim Smith.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to, Mrs. Higgins, because that's the way they work. They won't work that way,
all
otherwise.
All right, I'm going.
Oh, it's all right. They're talking again now. I know what he said. He said they'll take 1/2 crown now and 1/2 crown later on.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you want to get in touch with Jim Smith, I mean, you've got to obey the rules.
All right, but just 1/2 crown, and I'll put it here on the table where I can keep my eye on it.
Oh, dear.
What's wrong?
They say that the silver must be hidden from the light. I'll put it in my pocket. It'll be out of the light in there. Carry on, Irish.
I'm getting through. I can sort of feed the impulses. Oh, they're talking to me. I can hear the voices. What do they say? They want the other 1/2 crown. Jim Smith says he can't talk until they see the other 1/2 crown. All right, here you are.
All right, give it to me. I'll put it in my pocket. It's got to be hidden from the light.
Has he got Jim Smith?
Have you got Jim Smith?
Yes, he's there waiting. What is the message? What does she want to say?
He's there waiting. What's the message? What do you want to say?
Is he the same Jim Smith what lived here and what died here 6 months ago?
Is it the same Jim Smith what lived here and died here 6 months ago?
Yes, it is him. What do you want to ask him? Ask him about my rent. When he died, he owed me 4 months' rent. Ask him what's happened to it. Jim Smith, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear. What do you want?
Are you Jim Smith?
Yes, that's Jim Smith, all right.
Well, where have you come from?
Up there.
Up where?
Up there. I couldn't pay my rent, so I've been hiding in the loft.
Hiding in the loft? You thieving hound! You wrote and told me you was dead! He owes me 4 months' rent! He owes me 4 months' rent!
And you owe me another 10 bob.
What for?
For making him appear, mate. Personal appearances, 10 bob extra.
Yeah, but...
You've been listening to The Arthur Haynes Show with Arthur Haynes, Nicholas Parsons, Graham Stark, Patricia Hayes, Leslie Noyes and Dorothy Dampier in sketches by Johnny Speight. Our musical guests, the Headley Ward Trio. The show was produced for the BBC by Richard Dingley.